Chapter 57. Iron. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and it is He who gives life and causes death. He is able to do all things. He is the first and the last, the evident and the hidden, and He is the all-knower of everything. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then rose over the throne in a manner that suits His majesty. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes forth from it, what descends from the heavens and what ascends to it. And He is with you by His knowledge wherever you may be. Allah is the all-seer of what you do. His is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah return matters for decision. He merges night into day, and merges day into night, and He has full knowledge of whatever is in your hearts. Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and spend of that of which He has made you trustees. And for such of you as believe and spend in Allah's way, theirs will be a great reward. And what reason do you have for not believing in Allah? But the Messenger invites you to believe in your Lord, and indeed He has taken your covenant, if you are real believers. It is He who sends down manifest proofs, signs, and revelations to His slave Muhammad, so that He may bring you out from darkness into light. And surely Allah is full of kindness to you, the Most Merciful. And what reason do you have for not spending in the cause of Allah? To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth. Not equal among you are those who spent and fought before the conquering of Mecca with those among you who did so later. The former are higher in degree than those who spent and fought afterwards. But to all, Allah has promised the best reward, and Allah is all aware of what you do. Who is he that will lend to Allah a goodly loan? Allah will increase it manifold to his credit in repaying it, and he will have besides it a good reward. On that day you will see the believing men and women with light running forward before them and by their right hands. Glad tidings for you on this day, gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell in for ever. Truly this is a supreme success. On the day when the hypocrites, men and women, will say to the believers, "Wait for us, let us borrow something from your light," it will be said, "Turn back and seek a light." So a wall will be put up between them with a gate. Inside it will be mercy, and outside it will be torment. The hypocrites will call the believers, "Were we not with you?" The believers will reply, "Yes. But you led yourselves into temptation, you look forward for our destruction, you doubted in faith, and you were deceived by false desires, till the command of Allah came to pass. And Satan deceived you in respect of Allah. So on this day no ransom shall be taken from you, nor of those who disbelieved. Your abode is the fire, that is the proper place for you, and worst indeed is that destination. Has the time not come for the hearts of those who believe to be affected by Allah's reminder, and that which has been revealed of the truth? Lest they become as those who received the scripture before, and the term was prolonged for them, and so their hearts were hardened, and many of them were rebellious and disobedient to Allah. Know that Allah gives life to the earth after its death. Indeed, we have made clear proofs, signs, and revelations for you, if only you understood. Surely those who give charity, men and women, and lend to Allah a goodly loan, it shall be increased manifold to their credit, and there shall be an honorable good reward. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers, they are the faithful and the martyrs with their Lord. They shall have their reward and their light. But those who disbelieve and deny our proofs, signs, and revelations, they shall be the dwellers of the blazing fire. Know that the life of this world is only play and amusement. Vanity and mutual boasting among you, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children, is as the likeness of vegetation after rain. The growth is pleasing to the tiller, but afterwards it dries up and turns yellow, then it becomes straw. But in the hereafter there is a severe torment for the disbelievers, and there is forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure for the believers, whereas the life of this world is only a deceiving enjoyment. Race against one another in hastening towards forgiveness from your Lord and towards paradise, the width of which is as the width of the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and His messengers. This is the grace of Allah, which He bestows on whom He pleases, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. No calamity befalls anything on the earth or on yourselves, but it is inscribed in the Book of Decrees before we bring it into existence. Surely that is easy for Allah. In order that you may not be sad over matters that you fail in, nor rejoice because of that which has been given to you, and Allah does not like prideful boasters. Those who are misers and enjoin upon people miserliness, Allah is not in need of their charity. And whoever turns away, then Allah is rich, free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, so that mankind may keep justice. And we brought forth iron, in which is mighty power in matters of war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help him and his messengers in the unseen. Surely Allah is all-strong, almighty. And indeed, we sent Noah and Abraham, and placed on their descendants prophethood and scripture, and among them is he who is guided, but many of them are rebellious and disobedient to Allah. Then we sent our messengers after them, and we sent Jesus, son of Mary, and gave him the gospel, and we ordained compassion and mercy in the hearts of those who followed him. But the monasticism which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them. But they sought it only to please Allah, but they did not observe it correctly. So we gave those among them who believed their due reward, but many of them are rebellious and disobedient to Allah. O you who believe, fear Allah and believe in His messenger. He will give you a double portion of His mercy, and He will give you a light by which you shall walk straight, and He will forgive you. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. So that the people of the Scripture may know that they have no power whatsoever over the grace of Allah, and that His grace is entirely in His hand to bestow on whoever He wills. And Allah is the owner of great bounty.